Welcome to Deeply Disturbing Things,
the podcast.
I'm Macy.
And I'm Naomi.
And we're two anxious counselors who like to talk about deeply disturbing things.
Join us.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
I have a great check-in to tell you about.
Tell me about it.
Do you remember when I shared about those burned up Victorian boots that I found in my wall?
Yeah, they're scary.
So my friend just sent me an article today that was all about shoes in walls.
Really?
Apparently, it's a thing that started way back. The earliest record is the 1300s. But the idea was a shoe is the only form of clothing that takes the shape of its owner.
Ooh.
And so it takes on the owner's essence.
Oh.
And so if you put the shoes in the wall of your home, it would protect your home from evil spirits.
What?
And we took the shoes out.
Oh, no.
I know. Oh, shit.
I mean,
they're going right back in.
That on top of your child putting a pentagram in the basement by the washing machine.
We're in big trouble.
You're in a lot of trouble.
So we're putting the boots back in the wall.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. Where in the wall? Are you punching a hole in the wall?
No, we're going to put them right back where we pulled them out. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They came from the wall upstairs, which is Asher's room now.
That doesn't bother him?
Well, he'll have extra protection probably from evil spirits because they'll be right behind his head, actually, where his bed is.
That would creep me out so much.
Well, my friend sent me that article and was like, oh, I fucked up. So if you find shoes in your wall, leave them there.
Just leave them. Would that have to do with like any ghosty memorabilia or just shoes because they're fitted? Like, what if you found a corset?
Well, they said shoes were the most common thing. And so that's why I thought that was crazy that the shoes were in there. Stop trying to put headphones on me. You're freaking me out.
You didn't like it?
Well, I don't want to be the only one.
Oh, okay.
I think it's all or nothing for me.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, no, that's a good check-in.
We had some major technical problems before we started recording tonight, so.
I mean, that's kind of par for the course, yeah, right?
I know. We've done like 128 episodes, but it still takes us an hour to figure our shit out every time.
It's usually because I try to make it better somehow, and then I ruin it.
And it makes it worse.
And then we have to go back to basics somehow.
Yeah, so yeah. We are huddled now over one shared microphone. Macy has headphones, and I don't. This is what Macy's improvements have led to.
Which, you know, we could switch if it bothers you, because we still have the other mics. I'm just saying we could pause and kick it off. And
I think if it sounds fine, let's roll with this for this time.
All right.
We'll figure it out, people. Thanks for sticking with us.
Maybe we will.
Cheers. I have the day off tomorrow, so
I'm me too.
Super excited to be leisurely about my morning.
Yes. Yeah, that's nice. I don't really have anything to check in. My dog, Abu, he has old man hips.
Oh.
And they've been hurting him lately, so today I heated up. He found an old sock and put rice in it and heated it up
to put
all over his hips. It seemed like it helped him a bit.
I remember when Lisa had old lady hips, I would give her massages.
Yeah, I gave him a massage too.
And I tried to give her that doggy cannabis drops, but I don't think it made a difference.
Yeah, he gets CBD drops in his food for like the past 3-4 months, and it seems like overall it helps, but when there's like a bad day, it's a bad day. Mm-hmm. So yeah. That's pretty much my only update is doggy massages on the floor with heating pads.
Oh, I need to give you a shout out for a super good saving yourself from falling on the ice when you were coming up to the door earlier.
Man.
That was a full Matrix move you did. You pulled it off.
I'm glad somebody witnessed it because my hip, and I felt my hip go, oh, you lucky bitch, you did yoga yesterday.
Yoga saves lives.
That I felt that point of my hip where if it weren't for that extra centimeter of bend, I would have been down.
You would have been down, and I would have witnessed that. And then I would have come running out, and then I would have been down.
I probably would have been crying. How embarrassed.
This would have been a whole different podcast.
I get to go first today, and I'm really excited. I have a cool
I
topic.
have a cool topic
I have a
too.
cool
I
topic.
know we're texting each other today. I'm like, I have the best
And I was like,
topic.
I have a good topic.
I'm like, no, I have the
And I
best
said, no,
topic.
I do.
So we'll see who has the best topic.
I did so much research that I went to multiple sources. I also watched videos to try to get different, like, to like see different aspects of this.
That's what I do every time,
And
Macy.
it's great.
I see you have handwritten notes.
And I remember things better when I handwrite notes.
That's how I used to always study for tests in school.
I feel like when I just read or even if I just highlight, I'm not actually paying attention.
No, it goes into your brain in a different way.
Okay, so
What do you got?
I am going to talk to you about the haunted quarantine island of Poveglia. There you go. Poveglia. I wish I could say that better.
Where is that?
It is only about 3 miles away from Venice, Italy.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you can actually see Venice from the island. So I knew not, have you ever heard of it
I
before?
have not.
It is has been deemed as one of the most haunted places in the world.
Oh,
Right?
let's hear about it.
Okay. So it's first of all, this even going to this island is illegal. It's completely abandoned.
Oh, you can't go there?
No, but
Oh.
there, so the videos I was watching are people who get illegal boat trips to kind of get dropped off and they get a pickup location of like people, you know, YouTubers filming their experience on the island, that sort of
I like how
thing.
you say illegal.
Illegal.
Like it starts with an E.
It's illegal. What is it about illegal?
Say illegal, like time to get illegal.
Oh, ill, like ill, sick.
You'd be illin.
Illegal. How did I say it?
Illegal.
Illegal. Weird.
Another playback. I'm not lying.
I believe you. So there's basically all these different islands came together, and they're connected by a bunch of bridges, canals, and Venice is one of the bigger areas. And it's a really good area for protection because it's very marshy lands. So to protect themselves from invasions and stuff in the past, it's actually a really good stronghold area for those
Okay.
islands. Okay, so the land is really marshy, but it gives protection. In the 8th century, this was named Venice, that area. Oh, already just kidding. Just kidding. Okay. I feel like I'm off to a weird start because you don't have headphones on.
Do you want me to put them on for fakesies? I can do that.
I feel like you don't hear me the same way.
Well, I'm not going to hear you even less if I'm wearing headphones that don't work. Now I'm wearing basically earmuffs.
No, but it feels better to me.
Okay.
I like it.
You're
Okay.
putting me in a sensory deprivation chamber.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but it's like,
Muffled?
muffled. Yeah.
Can you put one ear up?
What?
All right, you can take them off.
Am I your dancing
You
monkey?
can take them off.
I'll leave them on, but just know I'm gonna be shouting and saying,
You are already
"What did
shouting.
you
You
say?"
should take them off. All right.
Eh?
All right, I'll get in my groove. I'll get in my groove. Okay, so the kind of backstory origin of the island that we're going to talk about, of Paveglia, there we go, comes back to the Black Death, the Black Plague, which
Oh.
we've talked about in the past, where they'd get like big infectious bubbles on their skin and groin areas that when they pop, it'd be like pus and blood,
This
really
is the
bad.
plague, right?
The plague, yes. It'd make them vomit blood, have high fevers, and typically people would die between 2 to 7 days of being, you know, of having
Really
symptoms.
sick. Ugh.
Yeah. So just overall, there was 75 million deaths from the Black Plague. That's half of the entire population of Europe during this time. So it's a lot of people. And I feel like a lot of this has some relation with COVID. As we talk about this a little bit more, and you'll see as we get
How many
going.
people died from the plague?
75 million.
Oh, well,
Yeah, a
we're
lot.
not quite
No, not
to
quite
that
there.
point.
Not in those numbers. So Thank
goodness.
after the first wave of the plague, because it really came in waves over hundreds of years. So the first wave came and they started building these quarantine buildings in like separate areas and on separate islands. So do you know where the word quarantine actually came from?
No.
It's actually an Italian word that I'm not going to slaughter, but it means 40 days.
Ah, that makes
And
sense. Core.
yes.
This is the second episode in a row you've taught us the roots of words.
Yes, interesting. So sh it's because ships would come in to Italy and they would have to quarantine for 40 days and be docked before they could then enter because of the Black Plague.
And where did the 40 number come from? Is that based on?
That was just what they had decided at the time. 40 days is
Because it
the
sounds good.
standard. It's a good,
It sounds good.
even number.
Yeah.
So people, they started moving people into these quarantine islands. So this island of Poveglia is one of the first islands that you hit before going to Venice. So it actually had the most people quarantined there. Then they started shipping people just to that island to quarantine them away from the general population.
Okay.
About 500 people a day.
Wow.
And it's not a very big island.
So it's packed on this island.
Packed on this island. And there are buildings there. It was actually used in the, Roman periods for a similar thing with plagues at early on of quarantining people there. So there's like an administrative building. They had a fort at the front. There was actually four forts, not attached, but in the water. Only one of them remains. And there's a hospital, or what looks like a hospital slash prison-ish,
Wow.
a little church. And then right near the church is a bridge that goes over a canal, to another stretch of land, and that's where they would burn the bodies. Yes. So really not a pleasant place to be. In the videos that I saw, this place is very, very thick and overgrown. So it's very viney, like all the buildings that are there covered in vines.
It sounds very cool, I have to say.
It looks cool, like thick forest where you can't, like, it cuts out the light so thick, but like bugs galore sort of
So
things,
nature's
lots of
taken
mosquitoes.
over this spot.
Absolutely. Okay, so 500 people a day were taken to these islands. Poveglia is the first island they pass, so most were quarantined at that island, and they through the different waves of the plague. So as the plague came and went, more and more people would be taken there. They were crowded into these places with four people per bed.
Oh, so was this just like a place to die, or was there any treatment being given, any hope for recovery?
It was used as different things in at some different times. So the quarantining part had more to do with getting them away from general population. Even the island, the administrative building, has this almost like a deadline. There's like a big kind of ditch with a brick kind of knee-high wall on each side, which is like a very visual sign of like, you stay over there and
None
the,
shall pass.
yeah. So it was a very
I
segregated
mean, the
setup.
conditions do not seem like they have these people in mind as far as their health. It's more, let's get them out to protect other
Well,
people.
and if you think about it, at that time, if someone in your house got the plague, odds are everybody in your family is going to end up dying. Like, that's how bad it was. So it
But to
was.
have somebody, your loved one, shipped off to this horrible island and spend like their
But
last days,
if it's,
ugh.
send your wife off to the island in hopes that your children and yourself don't also get sick and just wipe out everybody.
Or
That was the
send your
level.
husband off to
Or send your husband. Yes.
the island.
And this kind of brings back the big nose masks for the plague, where they'd put the flowers and smelly things at the end of it to cover the smell of death. And
Rotting flesh. Ugh. I think they
So
were called nosegays.
were they?
I think so.
Okay. Okay, so fishermen, local fishermen today still won't go near the island because they get human bones tangled in their
Are
nets.
you fucking kidding me?
And because it's so, because they didn't do anything with the body, so they would burn them or bury them and they just stayed there. So, like, it doesn't go anywhere. And a pretty chilling fact, 50% of the soil is dirt. 50% is human ashes.
Oh, wow.
And people say that the ground there feels different to walk on because you're walking on piles of
People
bones.
and
So what will happen is bones will sometimes get pulled out as sediment kind of gets pulled away by the water, but then it gets pushed back in. And so you'll often find human bones then washing back up to the shore.
I still kind of want to go there.
It's after watching other people like be all sneaky and they're like, it looks kind of fun.
Be in the daytime, to be
They all did it
clear.
in the daytime. Yeah. But like the police like scout the island pretty frequently because it's, I mean, it is legit illegal to
It's
go
so
there.
illegal.
Okay. So more than 160,000 plague victims and mental health patients, and we'll get to that in a second, were buried on this small island.
Oh, fuck. Is this island a catch-all for everybody they
It
want to
gets
get out
there.
of
It gets there.
society?
So, well, and there's, if you think about the panic at the time, even if you had symptoms of something, people were scared. So, like, you're going to the island, even if maybe you didn't have it.
Well, that parallels with COVID. I mean, I
Yeah.
remember the beginning of this whole thing, like you didn't dare fucking cough in a toilet paper aisle.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, the fear alone got people shipped away. And then, of course, you're surrounded by plague victims. So, you're going to get it at that point if you didn't have it before.
Who worked at this thing?
That would be the administrative folks
But I
in their
mean,
own building.
they
It.
didn't interact with the people because it was so contagious and they weren't vaccines and stuff.
Not initially at that point. It was basically, and that's why I said it's like a prison, sort of. Because like the rooms are small, but I mean it's very, there's a big common areas. It reminds me more of like a place you'd go to die. Like where, what are they gonna do? They're on an island. Like, so it doesn't matter if they wander around. They're not in a jail cell, but they're stuck and they're dying there.
Did they feed them?
Yeah, so
Okay.
they did bring supplies and things like that. But it was kind of a like a hospice scenario, except for less caring, I would assume.
Well, that's the part I'm
Yeah.
wishing was part of it.
Yeah. So 160,000 people. That's a lot. On an island that you could probably walk in an hour. Like, that's a lot of dead people. Okay, so there's also these big, there I saw a bunch of the people doing like walks, and there's these big round tubes, and everyone's like, oh, those are crematoriums, and because they have these big doors that seal. But someone in the comments made very good points, like there's no burning, like burns in there,
Oh.
but there are things for heating. And I did find that there was a ton of them there. They were actually sanitation things, so you could put equipment in it, close it, and it was steam operated
Oh, interesting.
to clean, which you would think would actually be pretty important if you were trying to keep up with
Try to keep a sanitary
yeah.
institution.
Yes. So this was used as a quarantine place until 1922, which is a pretty long time. And at that point it switched over to be a nursing home.
Which
An island that you're just,
also
yep.
sadly is a place to
Yep.
die.
And then later, a mental institution.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. And there was actually,
So it's like this history of marginalized people.
yep. And there was a sign showing, said psychiatric something. So there is proof that it did go into that. Across that bridge I told you about is that area of land, and it's actually called the Burning Grounds.
Ugh.
Yeah. So there was widespread rumors of experiments and abuse when it went into the mental hospital, or not mental hospital, they called it an institution at the time, that they were experimenting with patients. I mean, again, you're isolated. Nobody's coming out to check on you. There was one of the rumors has it, and I could not find anything about specific details about this doctor, and I tried. But they said that he would perform lobotomies on patients and do a lot of cruel experimentation, and would take them up to this bell tower, which actually used to be a church's bell tower, and it got converted to being a like a lifeguard, not lifeguard tower. What is that
Like a
called?
watchtower,
Well,
guard
for
tower, lighthouse.
lighthouse. Thank you.
I'll just keep saying the words
No,
until I
that was
hit
great. That was it.
the
That was
right
it.
thing.
So,
That was like Pictionary, kind of,
yeah.
or
So
charades.
there's kind of this mystery around this, the abuse of mental health patients there. And what I find scary is that there's like no records about the patients there, about what was done, about the doctors who were there. So it was very not
When was it in a
good.
mental institution?
It would have been after 1922.
Oh, so sort of modern times.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about perpetuating stigma
Right?
on mental illness when people have to be shipped off to an island and separated from society.
Get lobotomies. So interestingly, this doctor supposedly died actually from falling from the top of the bell tower, or possibly being thrown.
Oh.
And I saw some people saying that he committed suicide and jumped off, but that seems to be more of the like rumor edge. Most people think that he either fell or was
Was
pushed.
pushed.
Yeah.
Well,
So,
I'm kind of advocating for the he was pushed.
yes. So, what's interesting is the bell tower has had since the bell removed, and it's actually blocked off. And all the videos, like everybody wanted to go up to the bell tower, but it's like been, because everything's kind of falling apart just from time,
Yeah.
and it's completely blocked off. And one of the people were going through, I think they were in the church at that time, and they were like, "Oh, what's that?" And they were like, "Oh, I hear a bell," and you could hear it. You could hear the gong. And that's part of what people report, is that
They hear it
of
with
this
no bell.
supernatural, yeah, they hear the bell going off. And I heard it in the video, and they were doing something completely different. And he's like, "What's that?" And he goes out, and he's like, "That's
That's
terrifying."
scary.
And he couldn't like pinpoint, but you could hear the bell.
Well, I mean, if ghosts
Like, I got
stick around because they're tortured souls, I mean, there's going to be a lot of tortured souls on this island.
Well, and that's kind of the lore part of this, is that the people who were there for mental health were haunted by the ghosts of the people who were there and died from the
Oh my
Black
God.
Plague. So, and they were saying, but because they were so mentally ill, nobody took them seriously, and that ultimately the doctor finally had either possession or was pushed by the ghosts. That's kind of the lore
I
part of
love
it.
that lore. I'm all in.
So I thought that was interesting, the fact that I did actually hear the bell go off in somebody's exploration video.
Can we go there? Can I take a boat?
I mean, I've been to Italy and I never even knew that that was there or existed. And that the bell tower dates back to the 12th century. It and tied to the church, was later demolished and repurposed to lighthouse, and that's how all that went. So the whole thing is only 17 acres total. Not that big. Italy has been trying to sell it for a very long time.
Who wants to buy that?
Nobody local, and
That's a lot of bone and ash
they're
cleanup.
only wanting 513,000 euro for an island.
What does that equal in America dollars? Is it about the same?
I mean, right now I think it's pretty similar.
513,000. I mean, that seems really cheap.
For an island, yeah, with buildings and whatever, and if you, I mean, you could put hotels on it, whatever, but they apparently had people looking. They went there and had really bad vibes and backed out of the deal, and so they haven't
Wow.
been able to actually sell it.
That
So
seems
it's
crazy to
still
me.
property
That
of
seems
Italy.
really cheap. for a whole island.
Right.
I mean, even if it is haunted, like you could do haunted tours or something.
Yeah, well, and I mean, it really is just like a place of death. That's
I mean,
literally
maybe it
what it
just
is.
feels so dark and
Yes.
bad that people
Yes.
don't even want to be there.
And that's what people say when they go in there is like, first of all, just like the environment itself feels like it has taken over. Like you're not really welcome there anymore. It's not a place for people.
Yeah, and I think if somebody buys it, I would actually rather they hope they do something with the history of it versus like let's
Yeah.
put in a
And
Hilton.
I think that's part of where the, government of Italy is torn. You know, do we allow it to go to private where they can do whatever they want? Or do we try to have somebody who will keep intact some of the historical stuff?
I'm having like such strong sensory imagery in my
I'm
mind. Like,
actually going to show you a couple pictures. I'm going to pull it up
well,
for
let me
you.
tell you what I'm already imagining.
Yes, please do.
So I'm
Do that.
imagining like this island with like, the waves going in and out and
Yes.
like washing up so many bones that there's like click, clack, click, clack.
Ooh, yeah, I like that imagery. Tell me more.
That's what I'm thinking about. That there's just like so many bones that they're just like surrounding the island and they just wash in with the waves, with the brine.
Yes. I mean, and that's pretty much what I saw. And I'll show you some pictures here just so you get an idea. But
Oh,
this
it's
is, I
pretty.
know, it looks pretty. This is the island. This side over here is the burning grounds. So there's
Oh, shit.
one little bridge that takes you see how burning the dead is clearly separate from the rest of the island.
Wow.
This up here is the fort, again, completely separate. So their place of defense, they didn't even want touching the
Wow.
island.
It's so
See the
green.
bell tower? That's the bell
Yeah.
tower. And let's see if there was one with the map on it.
I mean, it's beautiful.
It is very pretty.
Is
This
that a natural shape?
is a picture of some of the bones getting washed ashore a lot. What were you saying? The natural shape? Yes.
That's so interesting. It looks like it's cut out like that.
Yeah, and
Poveglia is what it's called.
yes, Paveglia. So there's the church, and like the buildings are really pretty looking.
They are, but you can see nature completely taking over, which I think is
And
freaking cool.
inside, you can still see, like, it still has the hospital beds. It still has all this old steam equipment because it's so, I
Old
mean,
hospital stuff is spooky, though, in and of itself, don't you think?
it really is. Oh, here, this is the entrance to the church steeple, very
Oh,
small.
no, thank you.
Yeah. And what's kind of upsetting to me about this, but it makes sense, is it's right before you cross the bridge. So, like, people could go and say, say their last things and then cross. Yeah, and then crossover. I wanted to show you. So yeah, like here's the inside of one of the entryways. Just very, oh, and this is cool. So like the roofs have kind of collapsed in, and
But
those are just
the
natural
roots
vines.
are making new
Yeah, the
ceilings.
vines are making ceilings across the buildings, and it's really cool to
I
look
just love
at.
when nature takes over.
These are the things that people thought were crematoriums, but they're actually just steam cleaners.
Sanitizers.
Yeah, so it's a really neat, cool looking place. And you could see how at one point, like with the courtyards and stuff, it was actually really pretty.
I mean, leave it to Italy to make a gorgeous quarantine island.
Right? Yeah. And now it's just completely abandoned
But
and
look how pretty it's
illegal.
still. I mean, you can still see like, are those murals? Painted murals?
Well, and the details, like one of the people found that like the window stop holders had these like men's faces carved into them. Like the details, gorgeous. It's seems like you would want to buy
Well,
this
Italy's,
place.
yeah, a culture that understands art.
Absolutely.
It's
So
part of the life, artist
yes,
life.
art is life. Well, there you have it.
You should definitely post photos of that on the Facebook group.
I will. I think people would enjoy that. I mean, like, look how cool that is.
I still kind of want to go there, but I have to get myself somewhere first.
Yes. Probably. I don't see you going to this island as the first
No,
place
that's
you
probably
go
not
to.
first thing.
There's the bell tower he supposedly got pushed from.
So is that confirmed that he did fall from that?
Yes.
in some
Well,
fashion.
but that's the part that I kind of got frustrated by is everybody said that, and it seemed to be like there was a group of people being like he didn't commit suicide, which again I have no idea. I couldn't even find like his name, but I couldn't find any patients' names either, or like records or anything
I
about it.
see you're finding my frustration. I don't like when history is scrubbed clean for us. I want to be able to find things when I want to find
Yes.
things.
Yeah, like let me see
Yes,
it.
and that's a connection to my topic. That's
Wonderful.
something I wanted to find that I couldn't find too.
Okay,
I
so
love that.
I know, isn't it like it's eerily beautiful?
Yes.
Yeah. And there was a quote that one of the folks who was doing the show said that I thought was pretty fitting, from Shiv Ayyadure. I definitely said that wrong. The Renaissance took place in chaos and plague.
Wow. Is there a connection there?
Think their point is that, like, through all this destruction and horrible things, it was also one of the biggest times of growth as a civilization.
Well, I'm always a fan of because of rather than in spite of.
Yes,
Do you want some
yes.
more Snoop Dogg wine?
Yes, please. I like that it has his face on
I know.
it.
It's like he's hanging with us.
It's
With
chill.
its hoodie. All right.
Right, I'll close that
Do you
out.
have more for me?
No, I'm
No, that's
just,
it.
I just get interested. Like, that's why I started watching all the videos, because it's cool to watch people explore
I am
the ruins.
100% gonna be watching those videos
You should,
later.
you
Because those
should.
are the kind of videos that I watch in, into the night. And then I'm like, why am I watching this?
Yes.
But as soon as I put my boots back in the wall, I'll be good. My soul will be
Well,
protected.
that's what I told you when I found the children's hair in the attic at my old house. Like, put that right back in the envelope, put it right back in the creepy medicine cabinet.
There's a
Because,
reason that was there.
yeah, I mean, what am I going to do? Take it out and be haunted by a small child my whole life?
Yeah, I mean
No.
that could be there for very similar reasons.
Well, and they had that whole place, the windows blacked out, sealed off, like something happened.
Something happened there. Do you know who bought that place, your old house? I mean, is there a way we could like
Oh, my ex still lives in it.
so
Yeah.
we could go up
We
there.
could. I put my office in there for like 6 months because I thought it was cool to be in this creepy
And then
room.
you changed your mind.
I mean, overall.
Overall, yeah. We should go there then. No?
Thanks.
Okay.
Been there, done that.
All right. Well, I haven't been up there.
We can find other places where my ex-husband isn't.
Okay, fine, fair. So I have not done a murder for a while. I
Yeah,
just haven't been in the
it's been a
mood.
while. I think I've done the last murders.
I just felt like doing like more fun, light things like massive diarrhea and
Jello.
jello.
But that's kind of the nice thing is like
You
sometimes
can do
like
what you're in the
you're
mood for.
yeah.
Yeah. And but I heard about this and I wanted to share this. I'm going to tell you about the Sasebo slashing, also known
Ooh.
as the Nevada Tan murder.
Ooh, I haven't
And I
heard of
might be
it.
saying Sasebo wrong. It might be Sasebo. It's Japanese. What do you think? Sasebo or Sasebo?
Sasebo versus Sibo.
All right, I'm going to say Sasebo
I
from
mean,
now
that's
on.
probably wrong too.
So in June of 2004, how old were you?
I don't know. That's math. I was born in 88.
Well, Asher was two, so it was a little bit ago.
Okay.
An 11-year-old elementary school student, so 11 years old, murdered her 12-year-old classmate, Satomi Mitarai, by slitting her throat and cutting her arms
Wow.
with a box cutter.
Terrifying.
So that's why I initially got drawn into this. I saw that
Yeah.
headline, 11-year-old, killer. I mean, right away, you're like, wow, that's pretty young.
Yeah, scary.
I mean, I was in fifth grade, hadn't even started my period yet. So the girl whose name was initially withheld by most media outlets was referred to as Girl A. So it was Japanese legal
Excuse me.
procedures to withhold the names of minors involved in crimes.
Makes sense.
So girl A walked back to her homeroom class with her coat closed, covered in blood. This event took place at an elementary school in Sasebo, Nagasaki Prefecture, Japan, and that's why it's called the Sasebo Slashing. Photos were reportedly taken by other students of girl A covered in blood walking up the stairs back to her homeroom after the killing. But the one that circulated the internet has been deemed fake by most, and I did my own investigation to this photo, and I also conclude that it is a fake. So if you see a photo of what's supposed to be Nevada Tan going back to the class covered with blood, I'm 100% sure it's fake.
Fraud alert, fake news.
Because it's not even the same outfit
Yeah.
that she was wearing, and she looks taller, and it just doesn't look right.
Well, and that's kind of where, like, with my thing and the doctor, like, I think it's a cool lore thing, but the fact that I can't find anything about it makes me think, is it more about the stigma against mental health at the time? And
Right.
yes, lobotomies were done at that time, but is it more about the fear associated with that and then kind of the story that gets formed?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, somebody somewhere knows.
So photos may have been taken of her, but I have not seen any thing legit.
Okay,
So
so you don't even know what she looks like,
no,
right?
we know what she looks like.
Oh, okay.
This is
Okay.
what she looks like.
Aw.
Aw, I
She
know.
has Macy bang.
She does. She has her exact hair, actually.
I know. Why does
So
that
cute.
always happen?
I don't
At least
know.
this one's a girl.
You share a lot in common with killers. So, like I said, the girl's name wasn't released by authorities, and they actually cautioned people from revealing the girl's photos or her name because people involved, like they knew what was going on. And, this is internet times. It was early internet times, but it's still internet times. But despite efforts to protect her identity, a couple years. Years. A couple weeks later, 2chan users discovered the girl's identity by analyzing a photo of her that was broadcast on Fuji Television, which was a Japanese television channel. And Fuji Television also inadvertently uncovered her real name while they were showing some of her drawings with her signature visible.
Fuji,
I don't
come on
know,
now.
Fuji. So her name was revealed, or she has since changed her name. So even though her name's out there, I'll just call her Girl A. I mean, I don't feel like if I did say her name, it would be revealing anything because
I
it's
like
so
her
widespread.
little smirky smile there. It's quite like, I'm gonna fuck you up.
I mean, she's cute, and that's like part of what I'll get into later is how her cuteness resulted in some stuff.
I'm getting a bit of that Slender Man vibe of the girl that hurt her friends. Yeah, that was your other topic,
That
right?
was. So what happened? That's my segue.
I don't know.
Me tell you.
Okay.
Girl A told police she was annoyed by comments Satomi Mitarai made about her appearance during their exchanges on internet chat rooms. Now, you've been in a chat room.
I don't choose to disclose. Just
I
kidding.
have
Yes, I have.
never been in a chat
I've
room.
been in a many of a chat room at times in my life.
I feel like, is it
Not
too
many,
late?
not many.
I mean, could I? Are they
It's
still a
what I have
thing?
learned is that they are very clicky. It's because there's people that go there every day and they have friendships, like interesting friendships, because it's obviously not in person, but they have like dynamics. I'd say it's like a giant high school setting. So you're probably gonna go in there, be a loner, get made fun of until you find someone that you click with, if you do.
Fuck that.
And then I know it's just like Why bother?
I just kind of feel like it's something that I don't have personal knowledge about, this chat room thing.
It feels very vulnerable because like people will want to know about you, and then you have to like sit and constantly pick and choose what you're going to disclose.
Ew.
Yeah. ASL anybody?
Well, I got expelled from high school.
That's age, sex, location, not American Sign Language. You got expelled?
Oh, I immediately went to American
I
Sign
know, I
Language.
said it and then I saw you not grasp it. Yeah. That's what you would say way back, you'd say ASL question mark. And that someone would
Age,
just,
sex, location.
yeah. So I, you know, you'd say back 16 slash F slash US.
Oh, you're that vague. It's that broad.
I mean, at least
You don't
initially, you don't
say
want people to know, like,
Brown's edition, Spokane
no, I
Wa.
don't think you should go
Here's
in
my
an
zip
online
code.
chat at all, actually.
I'm 100% gonna have
You're
something
gonna have
terrible
to
happen to
be
me.
taken
I will be
advantage
in the trunk of a
of.
car in
You're,
no time.
you, why would you meet them? No.
What? No.
Online stays online for a reason. Just know everyone's there for a reason. Don't get in their car. Don't give them your address. Don't tell them what city you live in.
Oh, see, I need more clear parameters, and I need an internet chat room mentor.
We'll create your identity.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So this was 2004, and poor Satomi Mitare made comments, negative comments about Gurley's appearance in this internet chat room talks. And Satomi also called her a goody-goody and pretentious.
Some
So
fighting words.
the comments about appearance may have been about Girl A being fat, but I couldn't find actual evidence of that. So there, this was a big thing on the internet. So a big part of my task was trying to separate out fact from what is just been brought through the internet and now is accepted as truth just because it's been said so many times.
That's the lore part.
And I found that very
It's
challenging
very
to find the
frustrating.
actual roots of the
Yeah.
shit. Yeah. So I'm trying to separate that, the lore from the fact. So when this happened, Japanese media began to question the dangers of the internet chat rooms and noted how the nuances of meaning are missed with this form of communication, which that hasn't stopped.
No.
Nuances are still mixed with emails, texts,
Oh yeah, like
all
when
that stuff.
even at work, I if there's anything conflicty at all, I do it over the phone
Oh yeah.
or in person
Or
because
video chat.
yeah, because like
Yeah.
an email will always be taken in the worst possible
100%
way
because people
every
are going to
time.
bring all their negative history with past employers into that
I've done it.
reading
I've
of
read
the
it and I'm
email.
like, well, I she really put a big, you know, why is that comma there?
Yeah, that's real snarky.
What a bitch.
Yep. What a bee.
Telling me to meet a deadline. What does this look like?
Here's a quote about from Girl A. She wrote something bad about my appearance several times on the net a few days before the incident. I didn't like that. So I called her and slashed her neck after getting her to sit on a chair. So that's a quote.
Well, that's terrifying in like a sociopath kind of way.
So what I read on sites that I'm not sure if it's true or not said that Girl A told Mirai to go to that room because they're going to play a game. And that she covered Mirai's eyes with her hands and then slashed her throat. And she also had cuts on her arms. And so, what I think, this is just Naomi, I didn't read this anywhere. I think those are probably defensive wounds because, I mean, imagine your eyes are closed, your throat gets slashed, your arms are going to
Yeah,
immediately
you're
go
gonna
up
go
to be
up.
protective. So, I don't think it was necessarily intentional slashing of wrists and arms,
Gotcha.
but it's portrayed that way.
Makes sense.
So Gourlay's lawyer said she'd begun to question her actions and had repeatedly expressed remorse. Quote, "I wonder why I did it. If I thought and acted properly, it wouldn't have happened. I would like to apologize," she was quoted as saying. So I think that piece speaks to her only being 11, that she wanted to apologize, not really understanding that she's dead. Like
You can't bring her back.
you can't just go and apologize
Yeah.
to her
It's not
in
the same as
person.
cutting off her ponytail.
Yes, exactly. So I'm feeling that there's definitely some developmental stages at play here with not really understanding the permanence of the situation, not fully understanding consequences of actions. The Mainichi newspaper said she told investigators she had planned the murder 4 days earlier. So there is some
Premeditation.
premeditation. And she had been inspired to use a paper cutter after seeing the method used in a television drama.
A paper cutter or like a razor
It's
blade.
been portrayed as like a box cutter. So that's what
I
I'm
wouldn't cut
envisioning.
papers with that. I'm just saying.
Maybe it's a cultural thing.
Maybe I'm most things I can say, okay, cool.
I mean, paper
I
cutter, I think in the US is one of those like square things with the Hassan chop.
I'm just saying I order from Tokyo Pen Shop and another Korean stationery store, and they have some of the most sophisticated stationery items and scissor cutting things that I don't think they'd be using box cutters. But that is my own bias on assuming that they have really great stationery products.
I'm sure they have to have some kind of tool to cut open boxes.
Boxes, yes, but they said paper cutter. You don't, different.
And this is
Oh,
the
you mean like the
problem with,
verbiage, like translation
yes,
difficult?
this is
Okay,
a problem
got
with
it. Ignore my rant about stationery.
sourcing material from multiple areas because there's difference in vernacular. Quote, "I saw that drama. I thought I'd do it that way." From Gourlay. So Mataray's body was found by a teacher in an empty study room during lunch hour after Gourlay returned to the classroom covered in blood. So the teacher rushed off, obviously, like, what the fuck's going on? And Gourlay followed behind him, crying and repeating, "I have done something wrong." So later with police, she kept repeating, "I am sorry, I am sorry." So we have remorse. So
There's
she knows
remorse.
she's done something wrong.
And some sort of shock response is happening as well.
So, I mean, if she is a psychopath, this remorse could be just feeling sorry for herself. By the time the ambulance arrived, Satomi's heart had already stopped from massive blood loss. And everybody was shocked that an 11-year-old could commit a vicious crime like this.
When, what year was this?
2004.
I was just thinking with all like the school shootings and stuff too. I think it startles people every time that like something that like kids don't fully understand the permanence of death and what they're doing.
Gourlay spent the night at the police station. At first, she refused to eat and she just cried. In the end, she accepted some bread and juice. So, how could this happen? A bad chat room interaction alone can't explain it because
No.
everybody has those all the time.
Yeah, that's like everyone.
So, when she was born, there weren't any concerns, but I think there's cultural differences too, where there's stigma in some Asian cultures around mental health and appearances and having to appear in a certain way. So
Especially if
I
the
don't know if we
family
can
then.
definitely trust the reports that there were no concerns because there may have
Yeah.
been concerns and they were either hidden or not addressed or there was
Well,
denial.
and that kind of reminds me a bit of the suicide forest topic, where I mean, shame alone led to suicide in adults. That I mean, so being forthright with that is not culturally appropriate for many.
Yes, there's like the model minority, which is a unhealthy stereotype which gets in the way of people seeking help because it's seen as like you're weak or there's something wrong with you and you shouldn't be experiencing
Which is not
anything
true.
other than perfection, which is absolutely not true.
And if you need help, please call your local crisis hotline.
Yes.
That was my plug.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So she did sports. She played basketball for the school team. She had great grades and she had a 140 IQ.
Okay. What was her friend circle like? That's always my like working with high school kids. And I know she's younger than that, but
Yeah, I couldn't find
you
much
can
on that.
always tell by a social group or lack of.
She loved playing with cats and watching movies. I mean, on the surfaces, at least what was reported is she just seemed a happy, healthy child. And then she got into horror and gore.
Oh, we do that a lot.
She created her own web page.
Oh,
And
getting fancy.
I did a lot of deep diving because I couldn't find a lot of satisfying information on this topic.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time deep in the Reddit. And I found somebody who was able to screenshot her web page. I wish I could read Japanese because it's all in Japanese.
I was saying it looks
But
not
this is,
colorful.
2004 web page, and apparently it had some horror and gore content on there, but I can't read any of it. And it's not like you can't click into anything. It's just a screenshot of the
Yeah,
page.
sorry, I was very close to my thing. Yeah, it's a blog style.
Yeah, which I think that's what you did back then if you wanted a website. I'm thinking
Yeah, blogs
2004.
are pretty popular. I mean, that was also the age of LiveJournal and DeadJournal. So like Gore Online was getting more popular with a lot of different things.
So she's 11. I mean, I think having your own web page at that age seems a little young
Yeah.
to me, but
I
maybe
don't
not.
think I did.
So, okay, I can stop looking at my
Oh,
page
I
now.
thought you were pointing, but you were zooming in with
I
your
was zooming
fingers.
in, yes.
Sorry.
So, I shared on
This
the.
the microphone blocks it for
Okay,
me, so I
good.
actually can't see it.
I shared on our chit chat that I watched Battle Royale,
Yes,
and
one of my favorites.
that was partly research
Ah.
because she liked that movie and the book, and I
Oh.
wanted to get into her head.
Yeah, did you get there? Because that would go take you there.
Yeah, I feel like a little bit. So she did
I
write a fan fiction about Battle Royale.
could see that. Like after I watched it for the first time, which was in high school for sure, late high school, but still. And I watched it multiple times. Like it is very gory, but like in very shocking
Yeah.
ways.
But imagine being 11.
Yeah, I mean, I
I think
yeah.
that you're gonna comprehend things a little bit differently at that age and
Yeah.
maybe not quite sort out what is like just the fiction and the drama versus what is real. So she was into that.
I'm hearing a lot of unmonitored internet time.
I am hearing that as
Why
well.
did you have so much internet? Like back then I felt like it was so hard to get on the
Maybe
dial-up.
Japan had better
Maybe.
internet. Maybe it wasn't like
The
the Maybe it was different.
urge.
She was also a fan of anime and
Do you
manga.
remember the dog that like the
The
dog bag the
dog.
in Word it like it was part of Windows and he would like run around on the screen. It was like an attempt to distract
Oh, it's like a
you.
really floppy
Yeah,
haired
while
dog.
things were like
Yes.
loading. It
I
was
remember
just
that dumb paperclip
oh,
guy.
the hated the
I
stupid
hated
paper.
that
Get out of here,
paperclip too.
paperclip. Get out of here. I don't want your tips.
I don't ever want tips.
Get out. I'm gonna struggle.
They're never the answers
And it's
I
not
desire.
relevant. Yeah, it's not relevant.
Get
You
out of
don't know
here,
my
paperclip.
problems.
I still experience that, but now it's like an FAQ I'm looking at or a community support. It's never my answer. I still need to like get some actual help.
I gave you the lemon bar today, right?
Yes.
And I have to tell you, when I looked up that recipe, there was two others I started with, but I could not, in the jumble of their stories, could not even find the actual ingredient list. So
Fuck that.
I had to skip them until I found one that was easy enough for me to follow the steps without a bunch of writing in between.
People, please, if you're posting a recipe, just post the recipe. We just want to know how to do
I
it.
want grandma style. I want it written, just one step, next step. Here's what you need done.
Yes, and perhaps a little helpful, like, oh, by the way, do this,
By
be
the way, poke
aware.
the holes in it. It'll stick better. Great.
Yes,
Give me that.
exactly.
But I
Exactly.
don't care about anything else. Sorry.
Monday Night Mystery Theater. She enjoyed the TV series Monday Night Mystery Theater, which was a Japanese series where many people were killed, often by box cutters or small knives, apparently.
Interesting.
And she was into an interactive flash animation video. Remember Adobe Flash?
Oh yeah.
And this was called Red Room.
Never heard of that.
And it held the elevated status as first bookmark on her computer. So you know that's important. I mean, I don't know about you, but I sort my bookmarks by importance.
I do until there's too many, and then I just give up on everything that doesn't fit in the bookmark bar.
Do you delete them or do you just let them hang off to the side?
They just hang there.
You never go in and clean that up?
No.
Basically, clean your bookmarks up,
Because I
for
only use
God's
the ones on
sakes.
the bar, and maybe I'll use those other ones. It's like me hoarding electronically with bookmarks.
Do you like sort them though? I do.
Only the ones on the bookmark, like only the ones visible. That drop hanger, that's
Who knows
just,
what's going on in there?
I mean, there's some shocking things because some of it's bookmarks from looking up stuff from this podcast. I'll go in there and be horrified.
Ways to
Oh,
kill
she's a
people.
teacher. Oh, yep. No, counseling site. Oh, beheadings.
Wait,
What?
what? Temperature to burn a body? What? I looked that
I've looked up so many bad things. I'm on so many lists. It's bad.
They're listening to us right now, I'm sure.
I don't
They're
think
right outside the window.
they care about us, honestly. There's weirder people than us.
So remember when I was like, it's frustrating when you are looking for something on the internet and it's not there.
Yes.
I searched high and low and medium to try to find this Red Room video.
And you couldn't find it?
I couldn't find it anywhere. I looked fucking everywhere.
Was it
It's an
a,
old Flash animation
well,
video.
Flash stopped being supported like years
I
ago.
know, but there should be somebody that filmed it
I was
and
gonna
then
say
posted
the Flash doesn't work anymore.
it.
It's not supported.
Okay, wait, be aware before you go into a search.
Why?
There is something called the Red Room on the dark web, which is totally
I'm not
different.
going to the dark web.
Okay. Also, be aware that a lot of people have posted things that is like built off of this, like it's layered, but it's not the original thing.
Would help me get there? It's a game.
No, it's just a
Dark
video.
web
No,
game.
I said apparently there's a dark web game called the Red Room, and that is very different.
Oh, Urban Legend animation, Japanese animation. Okay.
So let me tell you what happens in this.
If I find this, you're giving me $5. I've just
I
made a
will give you
bet.
six. In the Flash animation video, two friends discuss a rumor. No, those aren't it. See? This is what's weird about this. So there's this original thing, and then people have built urban legends off of this thing.
It's not.
It's not those. Yeah, I've looked at all this. Those are, don't. People out there, don't click any of those things. It's garbage. So,
It's
okay.
not on Creepypasta?
No,
Japanese flash video?
but see, that's what I'm saying. Those are,
Nevada?
those aren't the actual
Thing.
animation. Those are lore built off of the original
I
thing.
see. Oh.
So in this original, two friends discuss a rumor about an internet pop-up ad that asks, do you like? No, that's not it either. I watched
Well,
that.
okay, no, but I'm just saying I saw the do you like.
Okay.
That was all.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's weird. Like the internet
Do you like?
has taken this original thing and then built,
Oh, it was a GeoCities site.
they've built Urban Legend off of an Urban Legend video, which is weird. So if the pop-up is closed, the person dies. So the skeptical friend does some investigation. At home, he researches it online, but is unable to find anything about the site online. After he ends his search and begins looking at his usual websites, the message pops up with a girl's childlike voice asking, "Do you like?" Even after he closes the pop-up, it keeps reappearing, repeatedly asking, "Do you like? Do you like? Do you like?" It then automatically starts reloading, and the girl's voice becomes mangled until he eventually noticed the question changed to, "Do you like red?" He keeps clicking off the pop-up until a new part of the message is revealed, finally asking the completed question in a normal child's voice, "Do you like the red room?" Then a website, "What are you
What is
doing?
dropping?
What are you dropping over
Do you
there?"
hear that?
Oh, it's Stella.
Oh gosh, I was like, what? How am I dropping
I
marbles?
thought I'm like, what are you
Where do the
doing over there?
marbles come from? And where I
Stella must be outside the door dropping
it
marbles.
scared me. I was like, what am I losing?
You're losing your marbles. Then a website with a list of names appears with the boy's friend's name at the bottom. And then the boy becomes aware of something behind him. The next day, there was a rumor and gossip at a school about two students who killed themselves, painting their rooms red with their own blood. Then the protagonist's computer is displayed with his name at the bottom of the list. It then shuts off along with an eerie sound. After the video ends, if the user's browser has not disabled pop-ups, a pop-up resembling the ad from the story will appear. So that's creepy. So then
Very
it'll say, "Do
creepy.
you like?"
Do you like?
So this is 2004.
Yeah.
So girl A was
That'd be
into this
creepy to me
video.
now.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate pop-ups. Norton antivirus.
Well, imagine if it's like a haunted pop-up. I mean, how perfect for a Japanese like horror story. So on the day of the killing, girl A's entire class gathered in the schoolyard for a school photo. In that photo, girl A is standing a couple meters away from Mitarai. It is the last photo of Satomi Mitarai alive, and this is the photo. So there's girl A wearing her Nevada hoodie, which is important, and there's Satomi Mitarai. I mean, they look like little kids, to be
Well,
honest.
because they are, to be
Because they
honest.
are, Asperger's syndrome. Because of issues with communication ability and obsessive interest, girl A was diagnosed after the murder with Asperger's syndrome. So this diagnosis no longer exists, and the symptoms are now part of autism spectrum disorder. But some of the criteria included difficulty reading social cues and obsessive interests. So that could have played a part in this if maybe she was taking these chat room, I mean, especially without any emotional social cues other than a word,
Low distress tolerance.
taking that like to heart, but also not really having the communication skills to know how to address that, and then obsessive horror interests. So some theorize that may have been a factor. But I want to stress there is no causal relationship between
No.
autism spectrum disorder and violence.
No.
Questions have been raised about this after several high-profile mass murder incidents, including the 2007 Virginia Tech shooting, the 2012 Newton, Connecticut massacre, and most recently, the 2018 Parkland, Florida tragedy, which were all allegedly committed by individuals with an autism spectrum diagnosis. So this has been a big thing
And I'd be
with
interested if
media.
that's been diagnosed post or pre. I'd be interested to know that for each of those.
Well,
Not
I
really.
could not find, I mean, I didn't dig super deep on this, but
Yeah.
I couldn't find actual verification that the Parkland, Florida, guy was actually diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. I just saw a lot of like media speculation on that.
Yeah, I think it again a lot of stigma too about and misinformation, I think too about what that even means.
But that can create fear.
Exactly.
You know,
Yeah.
we don't want people to be afraid of people
And
that have
I've
autism.
worked with many people who are on the spectrum somewhere, and it's hard for me to even ever imagine that, 'cause most of it, like you said, like yes, social norms, cues, but a lot of that's because it creates huge anxiety to certain
And you hold
stimuli.
back
And oh
more,
yeah,
yeah.
and you hold back and you're around certain safety people. And so like I don't even, I mean, to have somebody have that much initiative and follow through, like where'd the anxiety go?
Yeah,
And
exactly.
so it doesn't,
There's a disconnect
there's
there.
something missing. I mean, I don't see autism spectrum disorder in like
No, it's not
being
causal.
the causal,
Yeah.
like sure, maybe they have symptoms of that as well as fill
Some
in the
other stuff
blank.
going on, yeah.
Yeah. In my humble
No, that's exactly what I
opinion.
think too, and that's why I want to bring that up. And I wanted to share a quote by the Autism
And also some
Society.
of the nicest people, most kind-hearted people I've ever met.
Yes. So they released a statement after the Parkland tragedy saying, some media outlets and social media messages are suggesting the individual arrested for these killings may have autism. In some news reports, the reporting of his diagnosis may imply a linkage of an autism diagnosis and committing violence. No reliable research has found that a person who is autistic is more likely to commit violence than a person without an autism diagnosis. In fact, existing research finds that autistic individuals are more likely to be the victims of violence
Yes,
than
yes.
those without an autism diagnosis. And that is from the Autism Society.
Well, and that reminds me of when we talked about like a dissociative identity disorder where people are really scared because of how media portrays it, but these
Yes.
are people who've experienced severe trauma. They're more likely to be victims of abuse and violence than to be perpetrators of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was a lot about that Asperger diagnosis, and I just felt like our podcast, being that we're actually mental health professionals, we could, clear the air a bit on that. The legal proceedings. So, a Japanese family court ruled to institutionalize girl A, putting aside her young age because of the severity of the crime. So, she was sent to a reformatory in Tochigi Prefecture. And she was originally sentenced to 2 years, but the sentence was extended by 2 years after a psychological evaluation. And then in 2008, the authorities
Such
announced,
weird is like 2 years not feel like enough time.
I think they were considering her
I
age.
mean, I get that. I mean, like even like 4 years sounds better than to me.
Well, we can
I don't
add the 2
know.
years together. 2 plus 2
Yeah,
was 4.
that's just for like the initial. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, I think, and if it was in the US, it probably would have been longer initially. They probably would have done till 18 or
And I
16
think
at
it
least.
depends because she got sent to a reformatory. I'd be curious to know what the differences are because like may if it's something like actually helping her learn and grow and
I
develop,
think it was, but that's
yeah.
just a guess. I
Versus
think there
like,
was some kind of treatment,
yeah.
I hope.
Because I feel like U.S. prisons don't have that, so it's just more of like keep them there to keep them from doing harm.
Well, here, reformatory is like you're going to pick up more bad skills
Yeah,
during your time
exactly.
there
To
than
get
you had already.
institutionalized in general, yeah.
So, after 4 years, the authorities announced that they weren't seeking anything additional. She did remain on house arrest until age 20, and then she was released from that. And then her family relocated to an unknown location, and her name has been changed. So I couldn't find anything of where is
Okay.
she now, which I think is good.
Kudos. Good. Yeah. Go live your life. You served your time.
So there had been considerable discussion in Japan over youth crime following a horrific incident in 1997, where a 14-year-old boy killed an 11-year-old and placed his severed head outside the school.
Oh, God.
And so at that
Oh.
time, the country's parliament lowered the age of criminal responsibility from 16 to 14. So when this happened, the debate came about should the age of criminal responsibility be lowered again? Because Girl A was considered to be this normal, well-adjusted child, it made the public very anxious. It's like, well, who can we trust? Like, anybody could be this potential killer.
Yeah, but that like fear-based thinking isn't helpful.
The criminal age responsibility in Japan continues to be age 14, so it was not lowered as a result of this event. The school yearbook. So the school that Girl A and Mitarai attended, oh my gosh, Stella.
Scared me.
She's like banging on the door. She's 2.5 now, so she's like sassy pants.
Yeah, she now knows the word podcast.
Sort of. She was like
Sort of.
Palmcast.
Palmcast. And I agree. She associates me with the equipment in the room.
She does, yeah. I was starting to like get the equipment out and she's like, Macy, call Macy. Macy. Palmcast. It was pretty good. So the school printed the yearbook with a blank page. And then they gave the students CDs with photos of Girl A and Satomi Mitarai that they could download and then place as they desired on this blank page in the yearbook.
Wait, I don't understand. Why?
Well,
I
what
don't get it.
okay, I'm just speculating, but I was thinking, like, could that be like an art therapy process? Like maybe you put them in a certain arrangement, you add in some drawings and work some shit out.
I mean, I do like the idea because we had the local school shooting here, and
Yes.
there was definitely this big faction that happened where, like, friends of the person who did the shooting got like ostracized by other
Yes, yes.
students. And so it became this big in-group, out-group thing that
Yes.
happened. So I could see it potentially being a, like, these are people we care about, regardless of what happened, them as students, as children, as your fellow peers, we'll let you choose what you do with it. I
I
like
think that's a lot of autonomy to give elementary kids.
yeah, but I feel like I get it in principle just because I saw how hateful the kids were
Kids
without
can be
guidance. Without
mean.
guidance, it went mean really fast. But then once you gave them some guidance of having like a way to talk about it and process it, like maybe that could be helpful. I don't know.
I don't know.
I
I
don't
mean, I
know.
feel like it probably ended badly in a lot of situations because.
Yeah.
I mean, this 11-year-old has her own web page. So clearly these kids have some technical
Going to there.
skills. And giving them the CD of these photos, like, and we're just trusting what they do with them.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's very
I could see it being
interesting.
more like just like, their pictures are away from each other, like in a separate location, like maybe that live, not excluding them both, but they're there. Like, what do you
Yeah.
do with that 20 years later when you're like, oh, here's the CD of the.
Oh, they collected them back and destroyed them.
Oh,
So they wouldn't be
okay.
distributed. But I mean,
It's.
like nobody knows how to burn a CD.
That was the era of burning
Yeah,
CDs.
exactly. I mean, I'd be burning the shit out of that thing. That thing would be on
That
fire.
shit's all over the internet.
All right.
You
Well,
did that right next to my kids very loud.
okay. Here's the, I mean, this is already fucked up, but
Okay.
here's a really fucked up thing that happened.
Okay.
So, Girl A became a meme.
I hate memes unless they're funny.
So, well, this is not funny because she killed somebody.
Yes.
So, I opened this with saying the Sasebo slashing or the Nevada 10 murders. So, Girl A's image became known as Nevada 10. shortly after this first became popular as a meme on 2channel and later on 4chan and then other sites. People just became really fascinated because she was so young and so cute, and the killing was so vicious. And there was so much fan art and cosplay that happened. And then she became dubbed Nevada Tan. So Nevada was because she was wearing that University of Nevada hoodie. And then Tan was like baby talk version of Chan, like Nevada Chan, Nevada Tan, like even more babyish. And so she's always portrayed as cute and bloody and usually holding like the little box cutter knife. So I have some examples to show you.
Jeez.
So
You'll have to
always
share these too.
with the
That's
hoodie and the knife.
I mean, yeah, the way it happened, you could see like someone who, like, I'm mad at you. I sit and watch all these things. I have an idea of how I'm gonna get back at you, not knowing the permanence of death, really.
Right. Which is clear by she wanted to apologize after.
Yeah, and that's where like her immediate remorse, her immediate,
Yeah.
and that didn't change throughout any of
Yeah.
it. It's a really horrific mistake.
Yeah. Because she's too young to understand. And
And
she was exposed to all this stuff, like.
however, I know many people nowadays who would say that that age group are very mature and are very aware of what they're doing, especially nowadays
But
with all
were
the
parents, like you
technology.
said, monitoring the internet?
And informing what that meant, you know, why is
Yeah.
she watching all this gore without some sort of
Yeah.
parental
Like with
whatever?
my kids, I'd always be like, that's pretend.
But again,
That's like,
yeah.
you know, people don't just pop back up in real life if they're killed, you know.
But again, going back to the culture piece of not talking about it, so it could have been even too, she had so much anger and didn't feel like she could talk about it with her
Right.
parents.
And
And what do
parents
you do
maybe
with
just
that?
trusted. I mean, internet was kind of new. Like, there may not have been an awareness of, oh, you should monitor what your
Well,
kids are
and
doing.
definitely back then, like when I was a younger kid, I knew way more about the internet than my dad did. I mean, that's still true, but back then especially, it was heavily tilted, like it was this unknown world. It may as well have been
So the
like,
parents could have been trying to monitor, but it would be easy for the kids to hide it. Yeah.
100%, 100%. And I mean, doesn't mean that she had no awareness. She knew on some level what she was doing was bad, what she that she had feelings and emotions with that, but impulsivity, actually doing it, is much different.
Yeah. Here's another one where she killed Santa.
Oh, that's rough.
It's like someone's holiday card.
Yeah, that's horrific.
She was also sometimes portrayed as killing Peto Bear. And here's some cosplay some people did of her. So no, University of Nevada pulled that hoodie because so many people are buying it.
Jeez.
And they learned like, oh, people are buying it to do cosplay of somebody that killed a 12-year-old. So they pulled that.
Time to change the brand.
So I was really trying to find like, where is she now? Like, what is the aftermath? And I really, the only thing I could find was something that was from 4chan, but not even directly from 4chan. I was unable to source the original material, which I hate. And this post was referencing a Japanese wiki from 2008, 2009 that said that Girl A was very compliant with treatment and was getting along just fine with the girls her age. She was sent to an all-girls center for special needs and was improving in her social skills and society reintegration. And she would have been about 15 at the time. So she'd be 28 now. And based on the fact that I couldn't find anything on her, she is living a low-key life. And that's this Sasebo slash
So
thing.
was there much about like the family of the victim?
I couldn't find anything,
anything?
sadly.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried to find like other photos, stuff about her life. There's like nothing. I mean, unfortunately, as we've seen in these things, the attention seems to focus on the killer rather than the victim. So, other than like that class photo, I couldn't find anything. And I dug
Very
deep.
interesting. I know you do. Well, and that's why I asked this, because you tend to you highlight the victim's experience, and so
I tried. And those police quotes that I got, I had to find the original Japanese Asian BBC article, which was the first out of Japan news source that reported on the situation. And I was able to find those quotes. And I like the BBC and I trust them. So
that's my news station of choice
I
as
know
well.
that's why I often speak in an accent, because I think that's the way you pronounce things, like Omicron.
Omicron and illegal.
Yes,
That's me.
illegal.
Versus illegal, which is probably the absolutely correct way to say that. How do you say height?
Height.
Not height.
Ew.
I say height.
You're not supposed to pronounce those letters.
I do. I sneak them in
Don't
there.
do
Well, until next time.
anything illegal.
And
Did I steal your thunder?
no, I don't know. Be well. Beware the bell tower. I can't run.
I'm like holding my breath.
Bye.